Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever wondered why it's happening again?
Welcome to Mind Shifters Radio with your co-host, the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice, and his wife, Jeannie. Michael and Jeannie share with you the wisdom of the ancient Aramaic internal process of forgiveness. They offer tools and support 5 days a week. They will support you in building a solid foundation within yourself to live in pure love. In Aramaic, Rachma. Michael is the author of Why Is This Happening to Me Again? For more information on Michael and Jeannie, please visit www.whyagain.com. And now your co-host, the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael and Jeannie Rice.
To the brightness within you and the truth that is rooted within me.
Hi and good afternoon. Welcome to Mind Shifters Radio with the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice. Our call-in number is 646-200-4169. If you want to talk to Michael, if you have a question or comment, press 1. It puts you in queue. We do already have somebody waiting. Today is our Memorial Day celebration 198. Michael, welcome.
Hey, sweetie. Well, we finally got a nice sunny day here in St. Augustine, Florida. The last couple of days it's been raining and on the chilly side, so it's a little warmer today. We've got sunshine and blue skies. So welcome to the show. We're glad you're here. Memorial Day, what's that all about? Well, we have chosen to honor Memorial Day and Veterans Day and those who have been forced to be involved in the insanity called war by working toward eliminating war from planet Earth, by inviting people to step into the space where they each do their work and within themselves eliminate the cause of war. If we can get enough people on the planet to go within themselves and eliminate the cause of war, then we will change what's happening on planet Earth and create a space where instead of war, we have peace. How are we going to do that? Well, it's all an inside job. Starts from the middle. You have to go inside and you begin by forgiving all hostility and fear in yourself. No, not letting other people off the hook because there's hostility or fear there. Not letting yourself off the hook for that. That's a Greek idea of pardoning, but actually engaging in the original forgiveness process. And that original forgiveness process shows you precisely how to go inside yourself and remove what never belonged in the human system to begin with. And that is any form of hostility or fear. If you're not familiar with that whole process, then we invite you to go to our website, www.whyagain.com, whyagain.com. On the right-hand side, you'll see a link that says Download Worksheets. That link will give you precisely how to go inside your mind, hit the delete key, remove hostility and fear. Stop playing the blame game that it's all somebody else's fault that it's in you, and teach yourself, learn how to remove what never belonged. We have a young lady who started to do this work last year. In February, she actually was invited by someone who came to her first workshop in February, started to do the worksheets, came and did teacher's training this summer, and really went to work with the tools, really, really, truly went to work with the tools. And she called me this morning, and the first words that she shared with me were, "This is the best year yet of my life. I have tools. I know how to get rid of the garbage." So it's an awesome thing to do when we're lost in pain and trauma and turmoil, and all of a sudden somebody says, "Hey, there's a way to delete that." Now, why is that tool not globally known? Well, it doesn't serve the power structure very well. It doesn't serve those who would like to keep us in our hostility and fear and keep us in our servitude. So we're looking to follow the ideas of a man who said, "Know the truth, and the truth will set you free." And the truth is, he taught about the active presence of love, the most important thing in the law. Nothing else enters into the conversation once you understand that it is upon that that all the law hangs and all the prophets hang. And if somebody tells you about the law and the prophets and it involves hostility and fear, then please put a big question mark in front of it and start to look at the actual teachings. And you'll find that when you eliminate hostility or fear from your mind, you eliminate darkness. Because darkness in Aramaic is hostility and fear. Darkness has us lie. Darkness has us telling all kinds of stories about everybody else and keeps us in, guess what? Darkness. So we're here to wake up and bring the light, bring the aliveness that is a human life. And how do you define a human life? Just hold a newborn child, and you got the whole story right there in your hands. And we're getting ready. Actually, on Saturday, we fly to St. Louis, where on December 21st, my daughter is scheduled to deliver our first grandchild, Adeline Nora. So that's going to be awesome to get one of those brand new newborns just right there. Hold a newborn, you know what human life is. If it's not like that, it doesn't belong in your life. It doesn't belong in your teaching. It doesn't belong in your home. It doesn't belong in your family, your community, your church, your government. It doesn't belong in your wars or your armies or your navies or your Marines or anything else. If it isn't about human life, well, just be aware it's not human life. You know, atrocities happen and people say, oh, how could somebody do an atrocity like that? It's easy. All you have to do is lose your human life, and whatever's programmed into your mind is what you'll do and call good. So we're here to make a shift in that, and we're delighted that you're sharing with us. Jeannie, is Dr. Tim with us? Is David with us today?
Neither one of them is on yet. We do have two people holding to speak.
Okay, well, let's invite our callers in.
All right. The first one is area code 513. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Kim. How are you?
Kim,
yeah, like Kimberly.
Okay, welcome to the show. Where are you calling from, Kim?
Ohio.
Awesome. Glad you're here. How'd you hear about the show?
I was just looking up Blog Talk Radio shows, and this one sounded interesting.
Awesome.
Are you guys,
thank you.
Do you guys take questions, or how does that work?
We're wide open. Absolutely. We love questions.
Okay. My husband actually has an interview this week in California, and I'm just wondering if you can see, like, what's going to happen with that.
Okay. Well, the Angel Radio Network has a young lady named Carol who does more intuitive-type readings on her show. We're actually more about Aramaic forgiveness process. So you want to catch Carol. I'm not sure the time of all of her shows, but I know that Friday morning she has a show. Jeannie, do you know more of Carol's time? She more taps in and does that sort of work. That's just not our
okay.
Our venue. So
right.
I apologize.
Thank you, though. Sorry about that. Thank you.
Okay, blessings. Bye-bye. Jeannie, do you have the times on Carol's shows?
I'm opening up Blog Talk now to see what the schedules are. So I'll look that up. Let's see. Here.
So Angel Radio Network is run by a woman named Carol Guy, who invited us to do a show on her network. So we appreciate Carol for opening this space. And Carol does intuitive reading type things in her work and on her show. And so she'd be the one to ask the question of that was being asked by her caller. Jeannie, you want to just tap the next caller in, and we can share that information when we get back?
Absolutely. The next caller is area code 954. You're on the air.
Hello, my heart family. This is Nene.
Hey, Nene, how are you? How was your weekend? We missed you Saturday.
Good, I know, but since we were not sure, and then I committed, I needed to honor that, you know, I had some teaching to do and a tango gig, so, but in
of course,
any case,
I did a great weekend.
But of course, I did have some of, you know, I did my worksheets, and I had some crosses, then I called David, because I was in the middle of the tango, and something came out very important, so it was very very interesting. In any case, there are two things I would like to share. First of all, I want to acknowledge one of my students, or the students of this teaching, that has, she's recent. She's Cynthia Sherman, and she's also a wonderful tango and swing dancer, and she has embraced this work beautifully. And she calls every day, she has questions, and she has really improved her aliveness and consciousness about her life. So
she's using the tools. Is this one of the gals who came to the workshops with you last week in Pompano?
Yep. Yeah, and she came to three of your lectures.
Right.
And she is really embracing and putting it into work.
Fabulous.
Yes, sir. And also, I want to share yesterday's radio show. I found it very interesting and very nurturing. The fact that this lady that called and gave us the example about, you know, the real life example about the feeling of abandonment.
Right.
And then when you were explaining how the carbon-based memory hallucinates, I thought it was a very, very good, because it's a real example of how it tricks.
Yes, the great trickster. Yeah, I felt like that came together really well.
Absolutely. And then I was listening, and then it triggered, of course, my own content of being abandoned, and I was able to relate in my past generations that I know up to my great grandparents on both lines, you know, people, immigrants, and people that also, the women in my bloodline have been left alone, have been abandoned, either death at early age.
Oh, we just lost you, Nene.
She actually just disappeared off the switchboard, too, so she'll perhaps call back in here in just a second. David is on the line now.
Oh, cool. Well,
as soon as Nene calls back in, I will turn her back on. And in the meantime, also, the shows for the other shows, Carol Guy has a show at 9 o'clock on Mondays, and then at 12 noon on Fridays.
Okay, good. So 9 Monday mornings and noon on Fridays is Carol's schedule for her show.
Yeah.
So David, welcome to the show. You are in Asheville, North Carolina, are you? Hello, David.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Hey.
Hello.
I got you now.
Oh, good. Well, I'm sitting here having lunch with Michelle, and we were listening in onto the show, and just wanted to say hello to everyone and see how things are going. It's going very well here in Asheville. Neat little place. I can see why people like to live here.
It is a nice town.
Yeah, nice energy here. And I was listening in also. I think Dave Womack was planning to be on the show today, so I wanted to listen to him. He's had some nice little breakthroughs. I know that maybe Marie is on there. She's had some wonderful opportunities as well. So if anybody's out there that want to share what's going on with them, I'm here to listen.
Cool. So, Michelle, we said hello. Ask her if she's got anything she'd like to share with us.
Hold on 1 second. You listening to the radio show? Thank you. She's listening on her phone, I think, or she's trying to get through with that. We'll wait just a moment and come back to her then. Okay?
Uh-huh. Cool. Uh-huh. Has Nene called back in, Jeannie?
Yes, she is. So I'll turn her back on. Nene, hey, we lost you.
I apologize. I passed by the airport on the line, abandoned me. So I was saying that it was very wonderful to have a life, an example of the, how in life, how when we deny it and dissociate, we project and we start hallucinating and creating those things. And so it was very important for me and very awesome. Then I went home and I did my worksheets. Excellent.
Good. Well, and, you know, you open a nice space for a good reminder, and that is that the way that you tell that your mind is hallucinating is there some form of hostility or fear.
Yep.
That, you know, that indicates an hallucination. Whenever somebody's in hostility or fear, the mind is using corrupt data to build its output, and so we're seeing something that's only true about what's inside of us, but because we've denied and dissociated from it, we build pictures of somebody else, and so we think that somebody else is the one with our problem. But, of course, there's that old darn thing of I'm the one who's feeling it. So if I'm the one who's feeling it, obviously it must be mine, and it's my opportunity to learn forgiveness. And it's such a – because our world – brings us up in and teaches us so much based in hostility and fear. I mean, just so much of what goes on is put in with that. That and everybody who's doing that raging, blaming game is in their own reality structure thinking that they're talking about something outside of themselves. And it's such a big piece of learning to get that one.
Yeah, absolutely. And I also, this morning when Cynthia called me, she said that her mother, and I think many, many of us have this inserted in our learning, is that do not hurt people's feelings. So not only that you grow up that in your genes, you know, the hostility and fear, but then they teach you about, it's about, you know, that you made me. And you made me. And sometimes you give up, or most of the time you give up your true connection and your loyalty to yourself, quote unquote, not to hurt other people's feelings. And
right. And the fear in hurting other people's feelings rather than telling the truth.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And instead of, like, this woman yesterday that she said that he told the husband, please wait here, just hold the space for me, and she created an awesome space for both of them to heal and to be truthful. And as you said, love is truth. So I think yesterday's show was absolutely tremendous. Jewel.
Cool. Thank you. Well, we will make sure to mark that. And if anybody's listening and didn't catch yesterday's show, of course, you can go to whyagain.com, and there's a link there right at the top of the page to go to the archives so you can listen to yesterday's show.
Yep.
Came together nicely. Delighted.
Wonderful.
Well, we had fun getting to hang out with and play with you last week, and we will be heading to Fort Lauderdale on Friday, so we'll probably touch in. I think we're going to have a little bit of mail there, so if that works, we'll catch you and get that mail. Bye.
We have another caller in area code 413.
Hi, Michael. Hi, Janie. Linda again.
I have a
question. I'm sometimes I feel like I know what I'm doing on the worksheets, and I feel like I'm making the connections, and I'm still really realize I'm new. I've only been doing this for about 6 weeks and finished worksheet 200 and something today.
All right, well, that's awesome.
So sometimes I feel a little blank. So what happened today is I was getting ready to do my worksheets, and my sister was supposed to let me know how many people are coming for Christmas dinner, and she said, oh, I'll let you know on Sunday. So she didn't let me know. And so today I just sent another email asking her if she had a count yet. So I was going to order some things. And I was getting ready to do my worksheets, and I really felt kind of annoyed that she didn't, you know, email me back and let me know, because she said she would on Sunday. And I said, well,
right.
That's no big deal. And I said, no, I think I should do a worksheet on this because any form of annoyance is something that I don't want to carry in my system. So I did it, I did a bunch of worksheets, but I'm not sure. I have, like, I don't like it when someone doesn't keep their word. I feel uncertain, and I don't like feeling uncertain. People should keep their word, and I hate it when people don't keep their word. And so, and I was the subject of all of them except for the first one for my sister. But what did come up on one of them was I had a memory of my father when, and I just did a worksheet on him yesterday for this very thing, but I was doing the worksheet on people should keep their word. And I remembered when I was a teenager, I was grounded and I wanted to go out, and I was really going through a hard time, and a boyfriend just broke up with me, and I needed to be with my friends. So I lied to my father and told him I was going to I was also coaching softball, and I said, I have a softball practice tonight, so I really need to go there. And he said, okay. When I went bowling instead, and when I came home, I found out my coach, one of the people on the team, had called to talk to me, and then my father, of course, put it all together. And when I got home, he never did any of the punishing. My mother did all the physical punishments and various things. And so when I came in the door, he just grabbed me by the neck and he shook me and called me, said, you're a lying pig or something. And he flung me across the room and smashed into these chairs. And it was very frightening because he just, I knew he was crazy at that moment. So yeah. I got up and I ended up, kind of dramatic, really, but I ended up, like, running away that night just for the night because I was kind of afraid. But anyway, so I'm trying to put this all together, and I said, well, there must be a reason why this came up while I was doing this worksheet. And being honest was very important to him. He hated it if he lied and did not, you know. So I'm thinking maybe this is a form of not keeping my word, you know. But I don't know. Maybe you can help me sort out, because I kind of went blank when I was doing this. I just went through the worksheet and...
First of all,
I do feel better about my sister not emailing me. It doesn't really seem like a big deal anymore. So
first of all, you're in your father's bloodline, which means all the rage, and that sounds pretty rageful, all the rage around people lying came up in that event. You got all that rage in your genetics. And then that environmental experience reinforces it. So I would say this is going to probably be a really important issue for you to do more worksheets around to touch into what's at the root of that rage genetically, or at least ask Roka to help you go in and find out what, either find out or at least let loose of or let go of whatever that's about. And when you first started talking about it, the first hint that I got was that perhaps the lying or being lied to or people not keeping the word has to do with not honoring you. And was your father being honored, was that an important issue for him in his life?
I don't know for sure. I know that telling the truth was very important to him. You know, we all got that, you don't lie and all this kind of stuff. So he was just, I just violated his, I know he didn't, I don't think he got a lot of attention from his dad. I just remember he was a star sports player. He played every sport, captain, all that, and his father was too busy working, didn't get to his games. And I know I've heard sort of, you know, stuff around that, but I don't know, honestly, what the answer to that question would be. But
I would suggest doing some worksheets with your sister, with her as the object of attention. And my sister tells me she's going to let me know information and doesn't, and therefore doesn't honor me. And then when you get down to, you know, whatever the feelings, whatever the thoughts are, and then you get down to what do I want? I want my sister to honor me, respect me. And then perhaps do a similar worksheet with Dad around that event where you lied and didn't honor him. That you might find might open what that, that's a pretty extreme form of rage. There's definitely something more than just the, you know, in our family system we tell the truth to that one than meets the eye. There's certainly far more there. to do that kind of violent physical behavior to a young girl by a man who's obviously, well, of course I don't know him, but bigger and stronger, I presume. And
yeah.
That's pretty violent. And so there's some deeper stuff there that you might want to do some worksheets around. That one just might take you to that.
Okay. Yeah, that really rings true when you, about the honoring thing. My sister tells me something and then she doesn't honor me because she doesn't.
Yeah. And
okay. So.
With you, good breath, that's the kind that breaks the energy. The other thing you might do is some worksheets, you know, kind of do them vicariously for Dad. And,
okay.
You know, as though you were Dad, you know, just ask that you be tapped into his genetics, into his space, and do some worksheets around him being a sports hero and Dad telling him he'd come to his games and not showing up. Because probably 1,000 times Dad promised he'd be there, your grandfather, and wasn't. And that might uncover some things, too.
Okay.
Is your dad still alive?
Yes, he is. I see them every week. I drop over and visit with them. Yeah. We've always had a good relationship. He always, you know, he did a lot of inappropriate things, too, when I was young, went to college soon after this event happened. He and my mother weren't getting along at all, and he used to take me skiing, and I was really excited. I was like 17 or something, and we'd go skiing at night. But we would meet up with this woman that he would want to meet with, so I would be his cover to go meet with this woman. And nothing. He told me that nothing. I know. All of a sudden, I feel myself getting really feeling upset. But he wouldn't. Oh. He always told me it was a platonic thing. But she listened to him, and it was really important to him because my mother didn't. And since I wasn't getting along with my mother at that time, it was really hard for both of us to get along with each other. You know, Dad, you know, I felt guilty about it, but I was like, oh, finally I have somebody on my side against my mother, you know, and he would tell me things that were really inappropriate to tell your daughter. So so I guess I should do a worksheet on that one, too.
I'd say you just opened a whole can of worms around honesty and truthfulness and you being covert and covering in order to, whatever the dynamic was, get even with Mom, get Dad on your side, Dad not being honest and truthful, Dad bringing you in as a cover, that's like every one of those. You know, when you recognize that, let's say the situation you started this conversation out with is the hologram in your mind of dinner, 10 days from now, my sister's going to let me know how many people, and she doesn't. So for your mind to produce the hologram of upset and irritation, annoyance, I think was the word used around that, there are like, you know, maybe 10,000 different files, so to speak, in the mind producing that reality. And so each one of these would be contributors to that. And as you go in and collapse the content, especially the dissociated part of each of those files, come back into relationship, you'll peel out another piece of the puzzle until it's clear. One of the things I would suggest is, and you know, whether you have a conversation with him about this relationship thing that was going on, but just having a conversation with him about that particular event where you lied to him about, you know, going to coach a game and going bowling with your friends. It might be just interesting to have a conversation with him and ask him in a gentle and non-accusing way, but just in a way of, you know, Dad, I'm doing some work and cleaning some things up. And one of the things that came up was that time when, you know, I lied to you about coaching. I just really felt like I needed to be with my friends. It was a lot of pain. My boyfriend had just, you know, we'd broken up and I came home and it was pretty physically violent. And I'd just like to know some of what went on for you in that event. And he just might give you some big clues as to the genetics, and maybe it'll open a space for him to share some of the traumas and pains that he had around lying or being lied to, that he would have such a violent reaction. And that might open a space for both of you to both deepen your relationship and for both of you to heal, which would be fabulous and awesome.
Yeah.
Are you breathing?
I am now. Thank you.
Good. Okay. And that may seem threatening. I think, Jeannie, is there a copy of the letter that we use in the communication? Did you hear what I think I said, video, on the website?
No, I don't think so, no.
Okay. I'll see if I can, you know, it's in the video, and I assume that we could put that on the site, but I think we should talk to Ron. There's a fellow who had a problem with alcohol, started to do this work, had quite a few challenges in his life, and really dug in, really did a huge amount of work. And based on our having done an intensive where we did communication, did you hear what I think I said, he wrote a letter to his dad, a two-page letter that's extremely powerful. I feel like I should probably check with him to see if it's okay if we put that on the site, but that would go hand-in-hand with responsibility communication. And would give you the example of moving through a conversation like that in a way that is non-threatening and opens a space for healing for both of you.
Yeah, that would be great if that's possible, because I when you mentioned your suggestion, it really scares me. So I'll do a working on that. But, you know, it's I remember one time he called to apologize for something about 10 years ago, and I was trying to be honest. He said, well, you know, when I said that, I know when you said that, it really did hurt. And he goes, well, I'm calling to say I'm sorry. You know, it's like he didn't want to hear. I was trying to, you know, share with him. Yeah, I really appreciate it, because it was really brought up some, and he didn't want to hear it. He just didn't want to hear it. So, of course, I thought of that immediately when you suggested it. But,
Well, if you do it, you might look at the steps. Good breath. I mean, you might look at the steps of responsibility communication under download worksheets. Do you have any of the videos? Do you have any of the videos?
No, I have the Why videos and the Laws of Living DVD video, and that's all I have right now at this moment.
Okay.
But if you suggest it, I get that. I will definitely get it.
Yeah, the one that would really fit with this conversation would be communication. Did you hear what I think I said? And there is a worksheet under download worksheets on the site for the 7-step responsibility communication process. And you know, to approach Dad in the way, as opposed to blame or anything else, just a gentle, you know, I'm doing some work and that memory came up, and I would just like to know some of what was going on for you, and see if you can do that in a way that might help him feel secure in dealing with and maybe getting something off his chest.
Yeah, that would be, I'm sure I can do it in a non-threatening way, and he's a sweet man. I don't know why I'm feeling so much fear about it, but because he's,
well, in your
I'm making
file,
him out to be really mean about it, so yeah.
Yeah, in your file on that event, there's a lot of fear. I mean, that's pretty heavy duty. Grab a kid by the neck and throw her across the room for a man to do that to a teenage girl. That's pretty heavy duty stuff. So I think it would be pretty understandable if we start that file resonating. There's going to be fear come up, and you might want to do a few worksheets on the fear around that, the physical fear. That's pretty heavy duty. And so I certainly understand that, and it just might give him a chance to get that off his chest too.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your help so much.
Hey, delighted to be on the team.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks for the call. Blessings. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
As you talk about that, a worksheet I did recently is one that gave me a chance, and I'm saying that it's maybe a bit of a projection thought to say it might give Tad a chance to get that off his chest. I can remember my kids were small. I spent a year on the road with them at a motorhome. It was kind of a two-story. The back of the motorhome was like a second story, and the kids could get up there and look out through the windows over top of the motorhome while we're driving down the road and such. And we had a blast, but there was one particular time where they were just into, you know, he touched me, and I'm driving down the interstate, and finally I pulled the motorhome over and I screamed. And, you know, one of those events that we're not proud of, and one of those opportunities for me to learn some forgiveness was that worksheet to touch into that and call both the kids and apologize for it. Neither of them remembered it, but or at least consciously. But I'm sure it was in there because it was kind of heavy-duty energy. There's no physicality to it except in the voice. And it was definitely an opportunity for me to move something into, I think, open space with both of them, though, as I say. They didn't have any recall of it. They were. So thank you for giving me the chance to look at that one again and take another few breaths around it. It's, we're in this together for sure. Jeannie, do we have any callers? Anything happening in the chat room with questions or thoughts?
Everybody in the chat room today is a guest, and so the way that Blog Talk Radio is set up, they can't write in the chat room. So if you have a question, please call in 646-200-4169. And we do have two people with their hand up.
Okay, and just so the folks in the chat room are aware of it, you can register for Blog Talk, and then you can ask questions in the chat room and participate that way. So I don't know how long the registration process takes, I think it's a pretty simple thing to do. And then you're live in the chat room with us. So go ahead. You got a caller, Jean?
First one's 815, and I don't recognize it as Tim's number, so hello, 815.
Hello, this is Dave Womack.
Hi, Dave.
Hi there, young man. How are you?
Very good. Yourself?
I am well, thank you.
Excellent.
How are things in Chicago?
Things are great. I'm actually on the road to Michigan right now.
Ah, doing some family stuff?
No, it's work-related.
Okay.
I travel a fair amount,
Cool. So how can we support you? What's happening in your world today?
Oh, I'm doing the five worksheets a day, and find them very, very powerful. I've been texting back and forth with my partner, and let him know that I'm starting to see patterns and I'd say have some shifts in perception and some insights. I'm starting to see how much I affect the circumstances I find myself in.
It's amazing when you give yourself the space to really delve into those deeper pieces and see how all the weavings and all the interconnectedness of all the behaviors that we thought we were conscious of. It's pretty amazing, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, I can start to see how everything dovetails into each other. I want to thank you for the modifications you did to the worksheet. Because the gist of it is, for me is, and I am a creature of love, and when I look at the hostility and fear, I start to shift out of that, and I start to shift into that nine-bit mind and really can't register the big picture at all. And then, as I go down in the worksheet, I see, oh, it really is about me, and it really is about my patterns, and it really is about what I need to learn.
Surprise of surprises, eh?
Yeah. And for me, too, it's an very empowering thing, because as my perception changes, my awareness changes, and as my awareness changes, I can take different actions. I mean, you said it a lot of times before, but it really just hits it at a whole new level when I can actually, it makes me laugh a lot of times. When I can see myself in the drama that I'm in, and I can see how I've set it up and how I can really change it at any time. I don't need to be caught into it. And I love the piece, the little margin note about, I release my story, I release my my feelings. I don't need to keep this story anymore. Because really, a lot of times, all I'm doing is just trying to justify my story.
Right.
So, just amazing.
Yeah, the that whole idea of I've been finding it personally useful, you know, with the group that's doing the end of the year invitation that David put out to do the 40 days. It's been a while since I've done 40 days of 5 days of worksheets a day, and I've been finding that looking through the thread of the worksheets is this capacity or this whole game of hallucinating a different way of telling myself the same story and justifying, you know, that it was about somebody else as I look back through my life. And to put an end to that cycle is just an awesome thing, for sure.
Yeah, I can see it in some of my relationships too, situations. I've been more of a pleaser before and driven by other people's, needs or requests, and really this awareness, I'd say, and has given me ability to see what my patterns are and what I need to learn, and the will that I can put into the situation, and sometimes it's, you know, I'm not. Sometimes it's not always that I'm in the situation to learn. It's like a synergistic piece going on. The other person, you know, sometimes I'm there too. If I'm aware of where I'm at in peace and love, then I can hold that space for another person too. Because I don't need to be knocked out of my story and my path, and I don't have to give away my power. And I find in some situations I can actually, you know, as I express that power, that the other, I also give the other person the ability to express their power. It's kind of like, you know, I could see, when I light up, they light up. And they're like, oh, I see. I can see this from a different perspective.
Right. Have you looked at the latest worksheet was actually posted yesterday. I don't know if you've had a chance to look at that, but in step four, where I choose to connect to love, we've put in a reminder for that very thought that you just expressed, where it did read, I choose to reconnect to love, my newborn state instead of my upset. It's now, and I actually don't have the written form in front of me, but it's now, I choose to reconnect to love, or I reconnect to love, which my newborn state, which stirs the love in everyone. And I think that's another nice little new wrinkle in the worksheet that, oh, yes, that's right. When I select a certain frequency, it resonates that in everybody around me and makes it a whole lot more hopeful that we can actually go and live there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I appreciate the effort you put into those worksheets. Great thing.
Yeah, that worksheet's probably got, oh my goodness, I couldn't even count the thousands of hours that have gone into it over the last 27 or so years. I know that just this latest series of changes we've got, I probably sat in front of the computer kind of bleary-eyed for, 125, 150 hours just for those little subtle changes.
Well, they're important changes, so I'm glad you took the time.
Hey, I'm delighted. Glad to be doing it. It's an honor and a privilege to be of service and to bring it forward to the world. So delighted. Is there any way we can support you in particular with your work?
You already have. I mean, the worksheets and then the workshops. We have our weekly group that we go through. I'd say the last, our last DVD, oh, and thank you for the DVDs, by the way. Our last group was on codependence to interdependence.
Right.
So again, you know, just a very powerful piece. We're actually going to repeat it because it just knocks, you know, there's just so much information and, you know, I know I was going unconscious at points, just trying to keep up with it. So, great stuff.
Well, that particular DVD, the Codependence to Interdependence, is actually one of the newest ones that workshops that I've put together, and it still boggles my mind every time I teach it and watch how the information comes together and watch how everybody knows the truth of it. Everybody just is right there with, oh, God, that's so obvious now that I look at it that
way.
Yeah,
right.
Well,
True.
Very cool.
Well, thank you very much for everything you've done.
All right, sir. Blessings. We'll look forward to seeing you at Heartland next year.
Yep. I look forward to that.
Cool. Have you decided whether you're going to do the intuitive development or whether you're going to go with the why is this happening to me again?
Well, the intuitive development falls better in my time frame. The there's a big trade show for my industry that that happens right in the middle of why this is happening to me again.
Right. Well, that wouldn't be good. Cool.
Yeah.
Well, you'll enjoy the intuitive development. It's an awesome session.
Great. I look forward to that.
All right. Blessings. Take care.
Thank you. Same
okay,
to you.
Bye-bye. Travel safely.
Okay. Our next caller is area code 517. You're on the air.
Good afternoon.
Hey there, Rex. How do you be?
I'm doing fantastic. Michael and Jeannie, how are both of you?
We're on it. We're rock and roll.
Awesome. Just to complete a couple thoughts that I was sharing when we ran out of time yesterday. You had asked about how the workshop went, and I had shared that I taught a workshop on human-human relationships, as many of you know, for anyone who wasn't in the program yesterday. And I just learned so much from doing that. And we hear this a lot, Michael, and we hear it as teachers, and we share it, that we learn what we teach what we need to learn most. But it's really, really true. And I just want to affirm that for everyone because it's so true. And what I got to see is, and I'm continuing to see, is more and more pieces to my own puzzle. And in sharing some of those things, it all got synthesized back down to what you share so eloquently, is that we are just pure love. And I had written, in the process of preparing for the workshop, I put together 16 pages of notes, you know, just as, you know, a guide. And I do that with the workshop when I'm, you know, developing and putting it together. And I had done that. And I honestly, this time, I didn't hardly use my notes at all. And when I got done, when I was getting close to the end, as I was continuing talking, I was perusing on break some of my notes to see if I'd covered everything, and it was amazing how much really got put into the workshop. And the feedback I've gotten from people is that, wow, that was just fantastic, you know, I really got it. And to really convey that bias is fundamental in misperception and really have a group of people that have not been directly exposed to that, to your information and the information that you teach, it was really exciting to see so many people. We had 8 people, 4 women and 4 men, which was really unusual too, a perfect balance, which was cool, that really seemed to get it. And that was exciting. So I wanted to share that. And also, one of the things that I've been getting as feedback, and I think it's so helpful because I'm hearing it from you and seeing it in this work that you're doing in this program, and I'm sure in your life, you know, I don't expose as much to you as I have in the past directly in our personal lives. But what I hear is that you're willing to be vulnerable, Michael. And that's the feedback I get from people in my private work and also in my teaching in my classes, is that, you know, gosh, it's just refreshing to hear you talk about your personal experiences in your life. And quite often we see that, you know, teachers have already got that, you know, they've already got that piece, and, you know, they're not really working that hard on it, or are they really doing their work, you know, some contrast between there. And I've been doing this for quite some time, and the reason I keep doing it is that I see it being really effective at helping people see that we're all just human beings doing what we do to learn about accepting ourselves as pure love. And I wanted to share that as well and mention that because I see and hear you doing that beautifully. I mean, you just did it a few minutes ago. I mean, saying that to catch yourself saying, well, gosh, I might have been projecting a little bit there on that issue. And I was right there with you on that. With Monet, you know, in my life and listening to her, I had to watch my breathing a few times, like, oh, yeah, I remember that, feeling, well, what's going to happen in the next explosion? And those realities that I have done so much work with and still am working with, I want to acknowledge that and appreciate that about you as well. And for anyone out there, the message that you share, Michael, is so profound that and you shared in your Healing Through Relationships video and your work is that whatever we're unwilling to reveal will be the cause, what we're unwilling to communicate, more accurately is what your words are, what we're unwilling or unable to communicate will be the cause of our death. And then you go on to say, well, gosh, and that's a big statement for me to say. And I just, that really has hit me with how we hold communication back ultimately from ourselves. And that causes the breakdown in the energy field, and it is a cause. It is a cause of this disintegrative process we call death. So I wanted to mention that as well. And for Nene, God bless you, and thank you for sharing so openly her vulnerability and that peace with her father and that experience, because that helps all of us, because we've all had, to various degrees, issues with our fathers or mothers and people in our lives. And as you mentioned, Michael, that was very violent, potentially sounded very violent for a young person to experience something like that. And then last...
I was actually Linda you were acknowledging there that shared that. That happened.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. Yeah. I thought I heard her say Nene.
No.
No,
Nene was on the call before.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you. Thank you, Michael. The other thing I wanted to share, and for all of us, is just such a powerful thing. I got an email about, it's from Charlie Gay. You remember Charlie from the Hub experience?
From Hub, yep.
Yes, and he's doing this program that he's working with, and he sends out emails, and he's working with people on this. And he sent an email. It's called Awakening. And I think in the email, that it's a YouTube video. And I watched it. It's about 25 minutes long, and it's done very well. But the essence of it is what I got is what we're doing. And the gentleman who just was on the call previous to my call also said it. He said about holding the space and feeling the love, and this was about meditating and how we're in a very powerful time and we need to meditate. And I thought, yes, meditate is a form or a way to connect with that part of ourselves in that love, but what we do by just being and holding the space of love, we're meditating in that form, and we're changing not just the consciousness of our own experience, but anyone that's in our field, and also everyone on the planet, Michael. And I'm really excited about that because I think I'm really getting it.
Awesome.
And I want to share that as well. So those were the pieces that I would love to just share with everyone, and any input or any thoughts you have, I'd love to hear it.
Cool. Well, one of the main thoughts and problems is that, ultimately our idea is to be in that space of love, 24/7, 365. And Jeannie, would you take the show for a second? Krista's calling on the other line, and she's just about due, so I want to check with her.
Oh, good idea.
All right. So thank
Hi,
you, Rex, for sharing, too. Hi. Nice to hear from you.
Wonderful to hear your voice.
Thank you. Yeah, it has definitely been a little different experience. You know, we do this all the time, do the workshops every evening, and so to take it to the next level by actually doing 5 worksheets a day, and I find myself doing more like 7 to 10 every day because it's like one worksheet just bleeds into the next. But it's been a really good experience to take it to the next level and to practice what we preach, I guess.
Yes, and the idea of it isn't what I'm really starting to understand even to a much deeper level, it's whether I'm with someone or I'm talking to someone or I'm sharing or I'm just with myself, if I'm holding the space of love, I'm sending out that vibration everywhere, similar or just like when a person gets into a deep meditation. The studies that they showed in this video that we know, we've heard about, how they went into Washington, D.C., and they had 4,000 meditators, and they transformed the crime rate. I mean, it just brought it down to almost nothing in a very short period of time. And that's just one example, and they've duplicated this study in many, many countries and many, many cities. And it's just fascinating because what I get is that's what we're doing when we're holding the space of love.
Absolutely. And I think with as many people as are, you know, together, like right now, taking the year out with, you know, doing all of the same work and really focusing and concentrating on cleaning things up, and I think that that's raising the vibration level too.
Absolutely. And that is, you know, that from kind of refining it down to the core, I believe that by doing the work, following the worksheets and doing the program and taking responsibility, it does accelerate being in that space of love, and we are, and uncovering those hidden realities helps us to do that as well. So it seems to all be geared towards the same place.
Yeah, absolutely.
So cool. I just wanted to share all that, and although I have the other last piece, a little resistance to doing the new worksheets because it's such a big change.
Right.
And I know I chuckle at that because I know it's never outside of myself. It's obviously, you know, an idea I have about wanting to do things the way I like to do them. But I have been getting feedback from my clients and from people that I work with that are saying they love them. And so the one feedback I had that I haven't come to a place of completion in, I'm still working on it, kind of like Tim, is that it seems complicated for a brand new person. And
yeah.
that would be my only thought.
Well, we do still have the child's version out there under the worksheets, so someone could always start with the child's version or the one of the simpler forms and then go to this one. But the most recent version that we just put out there, it has the one that has all the definitions and explanations, and it's actually a 2-page worksheet. And the second one does not have any of those definitions and things on it, so it gives more blank space and all of that, so that kind of helps, I think, the visual image of it, so that might kind of help, too.
So they've got one copy that's got all the definitions,
and then they have one copy. The second copy is without all the definitions, so it creates a little more open space for the visual. But the child version is also still out there, so they can pull it up as well. So
well,
we do have one caller. And
I'm back.
Thank you.
If you want to hold on, I have a thought to throw in the hat on this one.
Okay, well, first, do we have a grandbaby?
No.
Okay.
No, but Krista called to let me know that her doctors decided that they want to induce the baby tomorrow. So they're going to do that. We have to talk about how, unfortunately, a lot of times got to do with the golf game coming up, but or whatever. But it's all, certainly easier for optimal schedule one's time than waiting around, but that's what's happening. So we'll just hold her in a blessing with that one. But just a thought, and, you know, last weekend I got to teach the new form, and it's simplified a little. We've repaired it since then, but I've got to teach it 3 different times over the last weekend, and it's the most teachable worksheet yet to new people. At least that's the feedback I've been getting. I heard from more people over that 3 days. I got it. I'll do this. I'm going to do it. I got it. I understand it than I have before. I think that there's actually less complexity than any of the worksheets have had, but there's more explanation that reinforces the brain cells that are built during the workshop. So I think that's where it's fitting. And so I'll look forward to the next time you schedule a Y workshop and teach it and see just how it comes together.
Beautiful.
And our show is unfortunately complete. Time's up. So we need to go. And maybe we'll get to chat again tomorrow, Rex. Appreciate your call, your blessings, and we'll be in touch. Take care. Everybody, have the best year yet of your eternal life. Bring a stranger to the show tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Mind Shifters Radio with the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice, and his wife, Jeannie, who present the internal Aramaic process of forgiveness. Michael and Jeannie are here every Monday through Friday on Earth Angels Radio. For more on Michael and Jeannie, please visit www.whyagain.com. That's www.whyagain.com. Evolving continuously.